Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. I just tried to say good morning, but then I realized that somewhere in the world it's good night. So we're just going to stick with hello.
Somewhere in the world is 5 o'clock.
Rich Dreams Express is our new really fun project where we are taking your questions and taking time to really answer each one as much as we can and to give you that on a weekly basis so that we're connecting with you more regularly. And some of these amazing questions are getting talked about and answered. So we're going to get started straight away. First is Kathy, and she is from Nashville. And her question has to do with timing, exclamation point. We know everything happens in God's time, but what about asking for things that have a human time frame involved? You know, from mortgage payments to unexpected expenses, etc.
Does that hit you in the heart? It hits me really in the heart.
It's so real for so many of us. We all feel that. We all feel like, what is going on? Hey. When is this going to happen? I can't wait for God's timing.
When is this drought of money going to stop? I mean, or the problems, when are they going to end? I mean, of course, you know, we've heard that throughout our whole lives. We felt that. And, you know,
the problems don't ever end. Because problem is just
a chance for
just
you
a challenge.
To be, a chance for you to be closer to God. Every problem you have is a chance for you to open up and let the universe take charge. And really, isn't that the final analysis of what we got here? I mean, when you feel that you're not making strides, you're not having something go forward as you want it to. You can't yell and scream about it. It's something deep inside you, and you have to find a resolution for it. You have to find a way to align yourself with your higher power. And that's sometimes tricky because we see it all in mundane terms.
Well, we see what's happening to us, and we forget that what is going on in our experience is simply opportunity. Opportunity for learning, opportunity for growth, opportunity to be of service to someone else, and opportunity for you to remember that the universe has got you covered.
Right. You're safe and protected at all times and under all conditions.
No matter what. No matter if you miss the mortgage payment. Because I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of people in this country that have missed their mortgage payment, and they're still alive, and their kids still love them, and they're still at school. And this fear we have about money and it controls us is kind of ridiculous.
And those people that missed their mortgage payments, a lot of them are millionaires today.
It's okay.
Yeah. Relax. Take it easy. Take a breath.
And remember, God is on your side. The universe is conspiring for your highest good. Now, how do we remember that? Really, that's the real question. How do I remember that it's okay that God's in charge and I'm not?
Every day, yeah.
And a lot of people say, oh, you say this too shall pass. And that is a nice thing, but it's become kind of so commonplace that people don't see that it's valuable anymore.
The various the various manifestations that have come to bring religions to the world have all brought prayers. Prayers are for people to, in times of weakness, you resort to. And so now we have an extension of that. We have affirmations. We have an experience, the various experiences we try to tell you about. So if you you find something, whatever it is.
Whatever kind of practice that helps you remember your own higher self, that helps you remember your connection to the universe. It helps you remember that God is on your side.
Diane and I started, my wife, Penelope's my daughter, as you all know, and my wife and I start every single day with a spiritual reading or a spiritual remembrance or audio where we can touch and communicate with someone else who's remembering that God is greater than we are, that the universe is in charge. We say universe because some people,
some people don't like the word God.
They have troubles with it. And that's okay. I don't mind. It's just, to me, it's that infinite, unknowable essence that we call God. But what we're saying is this higher power is in charge. And this higher power keeps everything moving in your life. Make sure that you've got the money to pay the bills. Because if you don't have the money to pay the bills, it's not a money problem. If you don't have enough money to do what you want, you do not have a money problem. You have a spiritual problem. You have an issue you have to deal with.
And it might have to do with receiving. And part of receiving is acknowledgement that you don't do it all. You can't receive and make something happen at the same time.
Hey, look, if
you can't make somebody give you a gift. You can't. But you can receive a gift. Do you understand the difference? We don't get control of the power, and we don't get control of the means. Or the means.
The good comes to you over means by which you have no control.
Say that again. Your good comes to you by means over which you have no control. Ultimately, you don't control your boss. You don't control the company you work for, if they're going to cut your check or not. You don't control the clients that you have, if they're going to cut you a check or not. You don't control the businesses that you have, if you're going to sell enough product today or tomorrow, whatever. You don't really control that. You can be open and get yourself in a place to be in alignment with receiving that. But we don't control those things. They're outside of our control. And you know, I think we did this talk up one time with Dave, where he talked about originally money was a gift that was given to someone for their service, a thank you. It was a gift. And we've stopped thinking about money as a gift. We think about money as what's owed to me. We think about money as what I need to get done what I have to do.
Michelangelo did not paint the Sistine Chapel ceiling for $20 an hour. He didn't pay it for bulk payment of $3 million. Today, it's priceless. I mean, if somebody, they would and could sell the Sistine Chapel, what would that cost? I mean, it's incredible the price of that. He was given a stipend. He was given money just to live and do his work and be an artist. That's all. He was provided for. He didn't say, well, I've got half of it done now. I need to get the other half of the money before I go farther.
He wasn't a contractor. And then he left and went to another chapel and worked on that.
There you go. Oh, those contractors.
Bless them. We love them. We got contractors too.
Yeah, I'm a GB98 in New Mexico. I am a contractor, so I know what that's like. You have to have income to live. But the thing is, when you deal with God, when you deal with your higher power, you just have to surrender. Surrender your will. Surrender that you want to pay your bills. We all want to pay our bills. It feels so much better to have them paid. And even better than that, we start projecting. We say, oh, we got these paid this month. Let's start putting, we got to have them paid next month. Oh, here's the money in the bank. That'll pay next month. How about the next month? We get that down to 3 months, maybe 3 years. Okay, I'm good at this level for this long. I mean, it's called projecting, and you have to do it, right? But God has a different way of working on stuff.
Well, there's other plans in play. There's other organizing energy going on that we don't always know about. And if you're supposed to have just an example, this is just a possibility. If you're supposed to miss your payment and have to call the bank, and the person that you talk to happens to be somebody that leads you down a direction that you've been wanting to go, how thankful would you be for missing that payment? See, when we get into the control, we forget the opportunity. That's what life is opportunity. Who are we connecting with next? Who are we meeting next? What adventure are we going on next? If we could take the judgment out, right? Because missing your mortgage payment means I'm not fulfilling my obligations, I'm letting people down, I'm not the person that I think I am. If you can release that judgment, here's where I am, I can do X, Y, Z today, and that's what I do. And tomorrow I'm going to come up to tomorrow and I'm going to do ABC because that's what I can do tomorrow. And then the next day you just get to that day and you do what you can do. And you just get back in the flow.
That's the secret to everything. Getting in the flow. There's an e-book on, we put on Kindle 15 million years ago. That's free or 99 cents or something. I don't know. I don't advertise well when it comes to that kind of stuff, but you can get it. It's got a very unattractive cover. I did myself. And
well, you were really selling this thing. But this talks, is a plug of all plugs there.
Hey,
Tom.
It talks about the flow and being in flow and what you have to do to be in that flow. When you have a simple question like, how do I get God to pay my house payment today? I mean, well, that's kind of a flippant way to put that, but that's kind of what it is. You know, that's a simple question, you know, but there's no simple answer because you're here to grow and learn. That's really all there is to it. And this is an opportunity to learn, to open your heart and accept God's direction and guidance for you. He will lead you first by your money. Second, by your health, and as some of us know all too well, if that doesn't work, that third one is, can be a killer. So, I'm telling you, he should have your attention. It's the money. Stay at the money level. Just surrender. Say, okay, what do you need? What do you want?
Where do I go from here?
What's my job? What do I do?
And if maybe that's what you can do. Sit down and write a letter to God. Dear God, I know I need to pay my mortgage. I'm struggling because I don't know how to do that. I'm going to say that I'm pretty mad at you for not operating on my human time frame. This is very frustrating for me. It's the only time frame I really understand and know. But I acknowledge that there's more out there than me, that I'm part of something greater. And so I'm going to ask the power of that greaterness, you, God, even though I can be mad at you sometimes, I want you to come and tell me what to do then. If you're not going to give me the money for the mortgage, where do I do? Where do I go next? Make it evident. Make it clear. Make it so obvious what my next steps are. Write a letter. Express yourself.
And then.
Thank you.
And your of course, answer the
thank you, thank you, thank you for handling this for me.
And then go over to your list real quick. Just same notebook. Just turn back to your list. And down there add,
all my bills are paid on time. My mortgage payment is paid on time.
And then right below that, get to what I want to add. And all these things are great that she's saying. I absolutely do this. And then you be sure to add that you have a confirmation of what you're to do. Please confirm for me that this system works. Confirm for me that I'm going in the right direction.
You could write down, I know my next steps. I easily take them. It is very clear what my steps are. I have confirmation. I'm on the right path.
And then the kicker, the most important sentence you can write, okay, is, don't be standing at me, staring at me like, here it comes. What is it? Now I forgot it.
Man.
You shouldn't stare at me like that.
I'm sorry. That's quite a buildup.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
I mean, my sentences were pretty good too, you know.
I know. They were great. They were just super. I kept trying to get mine out, but you kept coming up with a great one. So I recognize my good when it comes. You got to recognize it.
That's right.
Because it'll slip right by and you'll say, well, what happened? Where is it? I wanted this. What's that? What's that thing there? You know, I'm supposed to go talk to the guy? What do I want to go talk to him for? And he says, hey, how would you like to make 10 times the money you're making? Or how would you like to trade your house for a bigger house at no payment? I don't know. I'm making this stuff up. But it happens.
But it's out there. That's how life works. When it's working, that's how it works. Magic and miracles and special things happen. That's how life works. So don't let anything get you down. You're here in this human time frame for an adventure. Have an adventure. Sometimes that adventure is jumping off a cliff.
For some people.
Well, I wouldn't jump off a cliff.
Adventure for me sometimes is just walking.
Well, you can simulate jumping off a cliff while you walk. Kathy, I hope this helps you. You're doing great. You really are. You're doing better than you realize.
You're seeking the answer. Do you realize how important that is? You're not saying, this stuff doesn't work. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to get out there, put my nose to the grindstone, and work 10 times harder. That doesn't make it come faster. I'm going to move into a smaller place where I have a smaller payment. No, that's not necessary either. But what you have to do, and it's the things we said, you got to surrender.
And ask for guidance. I mean, it might be you move into someplace else. That's a possibility, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to try and negate that. I don't know your business. But I'm just saying, yeah.
You can do it.
You can do it. You're in charge. Except when God is.
You're in charge of letting God
be in
charge.
Before we get any farther off into the cosmos, we're going to say goodbye.
Thanks,
Kathy. We thank you all so very much.
Have an awesome week. See you next week.
Good luck and great adventures.